Hello once again, everybody. This is the Common Sense American, and I know you've heard it. I know you've been listening to the government, to all the so-called medical professionals who are telling you to start masking up again. Colleges are already starting it. They're talking about bringing it back for the winter. Biden saying he wants to mandate the vaccine again. All of this is coming back as if any of us is really surprised. And that is precisely what I intend to talk about today, because I and many others predicted that, of course, this wasn't going away. It has nothing to do with the virus. It's nothing to do with what the virus was going to do or not going to do. They were going to bring this back because it's control. It's a form of control, and it has been from the start. It makes you compliant, and it makes you scared. And those are two words that any totalitarian regime wants to hear, certainly not in a Democrat or Republic, but it doesn't feel as if we're living in either one. First things first, I guess we're just going to ignore definite side effects of the booster shots, especially on very healthy people who have been healthy their whole lives, and all of a sudden they're sick all the time or they're dying. Now, I am not going to sit here and tell you that if you get a booster shot, you're going to die, or if you get a vaccine, you're going to die. I'm not going to do that, and there are no medical professionals that are doing that. There are simply those that are questioning the efficacy of these things and the safety of these things. And they have every right to do so because there is plenty of evidence to suggest that maybe we should be questioning both of those things. First of all, if COVID's still around, it's still around because we allowed it to be around, because we masked up, and because we have these vaccines and boosters. That may sound backwards or counterintuitive, but that's the way it is. This disease, this virus, has basically mutated in order to avoid the vaccines and the boosters and avoid everything we throw at it, rather than just allowing us to form our own immune boosters within ourselves and fight this thing off in the future, as mankind has done for millennia. And again, we're talking about a disease with an extraordinarily microscopic mortality rate across the world, well below 1%, well below 0.01%, I would think, because pretty much everybody who's had even a cold in the past year, probably that's some version of COVID, and that's just about everybody on the planet. And as most people have said, if you had just let this thing run its course, as many doctors have stood up and said this right from the start, you cannot put people inside, mask them up, and not allow their immune system to function, because that's what's happening. You're dampening their immune system by not allowing them to come in contact with this and beat it. And they're saying, and then on the flip side, they say, here, take this vaccine or this booster, which they flat out admit does not stop you from getting this disease at all, but will supposedly makes it, you know, not as bad when you do get it. Except that's precisely what natural immunity does and what natural immune boosters do. There are people in the homeopathic field, for example, who have been screaming about this from day one, saying, you know, there are ways to amp up your immune system that have nothing to do with these crap booster shots. And they're extremely effective. And they do an excellent job of warding off a lot of things and amping up your boost system, your immune system, instead of suppressing it, which is really what's been happening. By keeping people inside, by masking people up, by giving them these shots, they're making it so their immune systems are so incredibly suppressed, they get everything. They're constantly sick. Now, again, this is going to be anecdotal because it's just me and my life and my experiences, but every single person I know that has been vaccinated and boosted to the gills they're just constantly sick. Well, let me rephrase. I don't want to say they're sick all the time. What I mean is they're sick far more often than they used to be, and their sicknesses last longer. They just seem far less capable of fending anything off, and when they do get it, it lasts longer. Now, if you're vaxxed and boosted and all this, shouldn't this be better? Because it's not. And the people who aren't, who have avoided the vaccines and boosters like myself, are perfectly fine. In fact, I have not been sick a day since I got COVID at the start of 2021, and that's extremely abnormal for me. Usually I have at least one cold a year or so on average, maybe a couple, and I have not, it hasn't happened. I have not gotten sick from anything since the start of 2021. That is now over 2.5 years, which tells me that my immune system has reacted the way it should, and I am sure that the immunity has already started to wane, and I'll get something eventually. But this is the way immune systems are supposed to work, and would work if we just left well enough alone. And the thing is, if these people cared at all about your health, if they cared at all about saving lives, They wouldn't spend 24/7, 365 pushing a drug at you, which is what it is. It's a drug. It's not a vaccine. Vaccines stop you from getting diseases. This never stopped anything. So all it's doing is pushing a drug. If they had any interest in actually helping you, they'd be talking about prevention. They'd be talking about how to prepare yourself for diseases like COVID, how to live your life better in order so when something comes down the pike that's like COVID or worse, that we're in a better condition to handle it. It was a complete failure how we did handle it. And by the way, let me add something very important here. And this is directly related to that idiot Fauci, who is the Pope to the very clueless people on the planet. First of all, if you look back at his history, he already was under incredible fire many years ago for screwing up the whole AIDS, HIV thing. Many people accuse him of just killing off countless people because of how he handled that mess. He did that crap. And his entire job, his agency's entire job, is to prepare a country and a populace for something like COVID. They did nothing. Their answer to all of this is lock everybody up and put a mask on. This is what we paid them countless millions, billions of dollars to do, and paid this man to do for apparently nothing. They had nothing. They had no plan. They had nothing. They weren't ready for it. They didn't know what to do when it did show up. All they could do is turn to Big Pharma and say, quick, get us a drug so we can get these people under control. That's really all that happened. They didn't talk about prevention. The CDC came out very early and said that, oh, by the way, people who are in terrible physical condition are most at risk of dying from COVID. That got squashed pretty damn fast because Big Pharma doesn't want you to know that. They don't want you to realize that because you're a big fat pig, you are going to be susceptible to all kinds of bad things, far more susceptible than other people. And when you get hit with something, it's going to be far worse. And if you're already in bad physical condition, something like COVID will take you out. Yeah, that they don't want you to know that, though. The reason why we got hit so hard is because of the condition we're in. They're not talking about that. They sort of whisper it, but they're certainly not focusing on it. Because if you focus on it, that takes the focus away from the drug and away from their possibility of controlling you. See, if you remain in poor condition, it's much easier to control you. You're much more dependent on aid from, like, the government, for example. When you are not capable of fending for yourself anymore because you're just a sloth, you can't function. So, and you have every right to be scared because you should be. And, you know, your answer to all of this is, well, I'm just going to, you know, turn to the government. Hopefully they'll help me. And the so-called experts will help me. Well, all they're really doing is enabling you to remain as you are so they can continue to feed you expensive drugs. This is how this works. Now, I'm not specifically referring to COVID. That's more of a general comment. But just getting back to the whole concept of masking up again and lockdowns and all that crap, the vaccine did nothing. At the time that came out, the natural immunity had already been kicking in for a great many people, like myself, and that is why we started to finally get past this. The only reason it dragged on as long as it did is because people kept getting shots, and it gave the disease a chance to mutate into something new, variant after variant after variant, which would not happen if we weren't constantly coming up with new boosters and things, oh, we got that one. Well, now the disease is going to mutate again and come back at us again because we're not leaving well enough alone. We're not allowing our immune system to say, okay, we're blocking it and the disease is done. This will never be done because they don't want it to be done. That's really the big key here. They have no interest in killing this off. They never did from day one. They want you under control. They want you taking this drug. They want you making, very dependent and very scared. Those are the things that they want, and they always do a great job at it. The fear porn that spread like wildfire, and it's amazing how they got it to spread like wildfire, again, despite mortality rates. You know, this isn't something that's killing off, 20, 30% of people. No, it's not even killing off one. But they made it. You know, all they do, of course, is because it got, just about everybody caught it. So they can ascribe a lot of deaths to it. So all they do is millions of people are dead. Whatever. We're not talking about why. We're not talking about the condition of these people going in. We're not talking about the fact that a hefty percentage were well over the age of 75. We're not talking about the fact that it's no children, that most healthy people from the time Alpha Strain showed up till now are perfectly fine. And the only time healthy people aren't fine is when they start taking this vaccine and boosters. That's when they're not fine. I've known people who are athletes who are suddenly in dire straits because they've taken this freaking booster. Now, they may not ascribe it to it, but it's certainly not COVID. So, you know, we're talking blood clots, we're talking all kinds of heart issues, breathing issues. All of a sudden, these things are cropping up. Now, you can say it's due to something else if you want. And I'm not saying that I'm not sitting here with medical proof saying it's the boosters, but shouldn't we be questioning? Where is this coming from? Why is it that everybody I know who has been following, you know, lockstep, get the booster every time, how come they're always sick? How come they don't seem to be doing any better at all? How are they still afraid? And why are they still wearing masks? Because I guess they have to. You know, and then you got all these doctors who are extremely, or were respected in their profession. They, you know, we're talking high-level individuals with huge resumes at the top of their profession. And they have been calling this stuff out for years. They've been saying, we're not talking about prevention. We're not talking about the potential side effects of these things. We're not accepting that they lied to people from day one about what these drugs were going to do. That we cannot be calling these vaccines when they're not vaccines. That we're basically and deputizing the police, the populace, into turning on their own citizens and their fellow citizens, saying that person's not messed up. That's really just like Nazi Germany stuff. That's all this is. If you look at many of the countries that did extremely well with COVID, got over it the quickest, had the lowest mortality rate, all right, they are not the countries that have the most vaccinated and the most boosted. In fact, it's pretty much quite the reverse. They are also not the ones that were as nuts with lockdowns. And if a big surprise, as soon as everyone comes out of lockdown, everybody gets sick. Well, of course it's going to happen. You suppress their immune system for 6 months or more or a year, and all of a sudden they go out and, yeah, oh, gee, they're catching stuff. I can't imagine why. The human body needs to continue to come in contact with all kinds of things in order to function normally, in order to keep its immune system functioning at premium capacity. So that, you know, it's interesting that people who are much older and who are in relatively good condition, people who are like 75, 80, like my grandparents and their grandparents, once they reach a certain age, like they never got sick again. Because they had basically every bug that existed on Earth, they just never got sick. And pneumonia or something like that, which was always called, you know, the elderly person's best friend, you know, because it would take them out quickly and relatively painlessly, and it would come on in their 90s, and that would be it. And but you know, prior to that point, they're just not sick. I mean, they may have obviously these things like Alzheimer's and dementia, things related to age, but just in terms of colds, I don't think any of my grandparents or my great grandparents, I don't think any of past 70 or 75, they were not getting sick. They just never got sick. They sit in a room full of people who are coughing and sneezing because they're sick and never get sick. It was always amazing to me. And my parents, my father would say, you know, it's because they had everything. Their immune systems, they went through periods of time where they just got everything. And as you go, that accumulates. You just become more and more and more resistant. Even when your body is handicapped due to age, even then, they're just strong as a bull in terms of that specific thing. They could have maybe some issue that, like Alzheimer's or something that came up with their heart or something. But when it comes to colds and flus and things like that, they're pretty darn resilient, you know. And you will find that people who stay home all the time, work from home, don't go around a lot, they're sick all the time. They're sick all the time because as soon as they got there, they're going to get something. That's because you're not out. You're not allowing your body to get out and to come in contact with things. And running around and getting boosters is not helping much. In fact, it's not helping at all, it seems to me. The people who are masked the most and boosted the most seem to be sick the most. That just seems like it to me. I want to know, like, I would love to see an actual study of people who never had the disease. For example, never had COVID, said they never had COVID, or they had COVID originally and never got anything else after it, right? How many of them have been boosted and vaccinated? How many of them never took anything? I just want to know these things. Of course, those will never be published because we don't want to know the answers to that if it goes against the regime and against Big Pharma. But when you're not talking about prevention, when you're not talking about treatment options, aside from the goddamn shots, by the way, there are plenty of treatment options, and not talking about ways to live your life in order to better deal with such things, you know, that then you know that these people aren't in your corner. They're in their corner. That's the way it is. That's the way it's always been for the trillion-dollar big pharma industry. They want you as a return customer. They have no interest in curing you. That's just a fact. That's just a historical fact. It's the way it is. It's why all of a sudden you see, over the past few years, you just see endless ads for drugs for skin problems like eczema. Yeah, that's caused by other drugs, people. Eczema just didn't suddenly become an epidemic. It's caused by prescription drugs. Every new thing that explodes and becomes a problem that people have to have treated, 95% of the time, it's because of another drug that was widely accepted and caused this issue. It's a perfect marketing strategy. You can't go wrong. You know, cure one thing, cause something else. They come back to cure the other something else comes up. And it's an endless cycle, which we're just refusing to accept, but that's the way it is. The bottom line is for lockdowns and for masks, it's about control. It's about fear. It always has been. It's not about curing anything. It's the disease itself is so non-fatal at this point. It's amazing to me that you can still make people scared about it. Again, all they do is just splash a bunch of numbers. And as time goes on, they'll just up the total number of deaths. By the way, we're not even talking about the fact that those numbers are completely inflated and wrong. That hospitals have been lying about those numbers from day one in order to get federal funding, by the way. The higher number of COVID cases they had, that translated to money for them. They had every incentive to say so-and-so died of COVID when they certainly did not. They had every incentive to say that they have this many COVID cases when they absolutely do not. Just because you had it at one point doesn't mean it's a direct cause of death. In fact, most cases that happen now, they're saying flat out that it wasn't the cause of death. And it's been that way for over a year. But you can still crush a populace beneath your boot if you maintain the fear and the dependence. As soon as people start thinking for themselves, as soon as they start looking at other feedback from other experts, as soon as they start going, none of this really makes any sense, because it doesn't. If you look at what many doctors, all around the world have been saying about COVID from the start that are not mainstream people, and I'm not talking about the people who, wasn't there somebody who said it made you magnetic or the vaccine made, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, there are always crackpots. We know there are crackpots. They're everywhere. We get it. That doesn't mean that everybody who questions the efficacy and safety of the vaccine and boosters is a crackpot, because they're not. There's plenty of evidence to support this. Now, a lot of it you may not know about. A lot of it is not out there because they don't want it out there, but it is there. If you go look for it, look at it. And it's from highly respected individuals in their profession who have been doing this for a very long time and are not in the back pockets of Big Pharma anymore. Maybe they're retired. Maybe they don't deal with these people anymore. Maybe they're homeopaths or naturopaths. Maybe they're looking at this and going, see, this is just another example of A, massive government overreach, and B, Big Pharma running your life. If you want to get away from this, if you want to live a healthy life, if you don't want to be scared by everything that comes around the bend, if you don't want to turn on CNN and start crying because they said, oh, COVID's coming back, if you want to actually live in reality in terms of how this works and how it's going to work in the coming future, and accept that we have, human race has, with all our science, we have made this cycle of COVID last way longer than it normally would have. Now, you could argue that more people might have died if we did nothing, but I'm not entirely sure that's true. You could argue that because the natural immunity for so many kicked in at about the same time the vaccine was being rolled out in any significant amount. People who already had it already passed it. And you could argue that if we just let it take its course, we didn't have anything to fight it, like, for example, the Spanish flu, which, by the way, was actually deadly, far more deadly, and took out the young and healthy, because that was not a disease you actually had to be afraid of. They didn't really have anything to combat it, but it swept through quick. I mean, it was a matter of months. It was done. It took out a lot of people, but it was over. This has been dragging on for years, and it's going to continue to drag on for years because that's what we do. We're allowing this thing to constantly mutate and change because of all these boosters. It's just going to, you take that booster, you're like, okay, I can't get past that. It's going to change itself and come back at you again. This is all that's happening. You think that's a better idea than just getting the damn disease and getting over it and getting your natural immunity up? Every single one of these doctors, by the way, are telling you flat out natural immunity is vastly superior. Now, we're not talking about that anymore. We're not seeing any studies that are saying, yes, that natural immunity is superior, because it absolutely is, to these stupid vaccine and boosters. There are plenty of studies overseas that are leaking out that are saying not only is it better, it's also, well, a whole hell of a lot safer. It used to be like, oh, well, it's not going to stop you from getting it, but when you get it, it won't be as bad. You won't be flirting with death. You know what? If you're in bad condition, you're going to be flirting with it anyway. And depending on how bad that condition is, a minor cold could cause you serious problems, especially ones that cause, some breathing or respiratory issues. But again, we don't talk about prevention. We don't talk about the fact that we are in the worst condition physically than any civilization has ever been in. And that's one of the reasons why it hits us. That the countries where they're in bad physical condition in terms of obesity, that it hit them hard, like England, for example. People who are in much better condition, like the Scandinavian countries, for example, Norway, Finland, Sweden, boy, they did pretty darn well, didn't they? They didn't do so badly with COVID. They didn't report alarming mortality rates. In fact, they reported some of the lowest mortality rates in the world. And yes, they did lockdowns, and yes, they were pretty strict about it. But of course, as soon as they lifted them, a bunch of people got sick, and then they stopped. Norway locked everybody down for a span of time. It was like, I don't know, 8 months or a year or something. That was pretty strict. And as soon as they released it, said, hell with it, everybody go out. Done. We're not doing this again. We're not locking down again. People would lock, we'd lift a lockdown, put it back, lift a lockdown, put it back, do another vaccine, do a booster, talk about not allowing people in certain public spaces, masking up. No. A lot of those countries said, okay, that's it. It's over. We're done with this. People need to get back out. We're not doing masks. We're not doing the shots. We're not doing anything like that. We're not doing lockdowns. Go about your business. Allow natural immunity to do what it's supposed to do. We've avoided the major curve of this disease. Everyone get out. And if you listen to all the vaccine booster people, they'd all be dead. Like, all those people would be just in dire straits, but that isn't what happened. And again, I will have to add the caveat, just because I have to in this world. It should be implied in what I say. It should be normal people would understand this. I'm not saying don't take the vaccine or the booster. If you think you should, if you've done the research on your end and you've come to the conclusion that it is the right thing for you to do, then go right ahead. I'm not telling you not to. I'm not telling you it's bad. I'm not saying it's going to kill you. I'm not telling you that stuff. All I'm saying is that there is plenty of evidence to support the idea that this has nothing to do with health, that has nothing to do with a long-term solution, but more of a long-term hurdle that we constantly have to clear that they are going to help you get over. See, you can't do anything on your own, you see. They don't want you to do anything on your own. It's just another example of that mass overreach of creating a huge society of dependence in every feasible way. They depend on you for everything. Depend on government, depend on you for everything, because they can't do anything themselves. That's what they want. It's what Democrats have always wanted. It's what they want right now. They don't want you thinking for yourself. They want you to rely on other people. And if you don't, then you're selfish. You're not turning to the experts. You shouldn't think you're an expert. Yeah, God forbid we use our own brains. We can read too. And we can look at all the research. We have the internet, by the way, which you should use, and say, look, see, I have all these various studies. Now, they're not from crackpots. They're not some from a random guy who claims to be a doctor who got his license in Guatemala last week or something. No, no, no. These are from people who have been in the profession for 20, 30, 40 years, their entire lives. Highly respected, awards all over the place. High positions. Who are saying, look, we have reason to believe that you should not be just following this all lockstep. That, no, you don't create a vaccine for this in a matter of a year, because it doesn't happen. They spend 10 years creating vaccines for 20 years, and even then it might take longer. And oh, by the way, we told you ahead of time this wasn't going to stop it, and it didn't, because it's not a vaccine. The boosters, you might be much better off taking immune boosting, natural immune boosting. There's many, many ways to do it in terms of homeopathy, for example, to boost your immune system. And one of the best ways is to go the hell outside and be among people. That's another great way. Yeah, you might get a few things here and there, but it's only going to be good in the long run because you will, your immune system will kick up and respond. All we're doing right now is suppressing that immune system. That is what we've been doing from day one. It's not helping. That's what I'm only repeating what I've heard from many of the medical experts I'm talking about. I'm not saying this for myself. I'm saying this of what I have found. And if you want to go look, you can find it yourself. It's very easy to do. There are countless articles, countless videos, and they're not from crackpots. They are from people who are well worth listening to. Now, the fact that CNN won't put them on, the fact that the CDC won't cite them, that should mean nothing to you because those people are all bureaucratic yes men in the back pocket of pharma, big pharma, screw journalism and health. These people don't care about any of that, as evidenced by every word they speak and every action they take. That is obvious. The business of this is coming first. Your health is a distant second. In fact, they'd much prefer if your health wasn't great because then you have to continue to rely on them and hence their profits go way up. That's how this works, people. That's how it's always worked. If you want to listen to people who actually want to help you, who don't have a massive ulterior motive in the form of trillions of dollars, then listen to other sources. That's all I'm saying. So that's it for me. I appreciate you listening as always. Once again, I encourage everybody to be an individual, to flex your individual muscle, your own brain, your own capacity to cogitate and to reason and to say, you know, I don't really believe this. And let me see. Let me look. Now, you might find that in your researches that you're not finding enough evidence to support your belief. Well, okay, but at least you did the research. At least you know now. At least you're educated and informed. Unlike all these people who claim to be educated and informed, what all they're doing is pushing one message and pushing one agenda, which is flat-out propaganda. So anyway, that's it for me. I appreciate it. As always, tune in next week. I think I'm going to... it might be Trump-related. I don't know. I just did that last week, though, but he's so heavy in the news right now. And that's it for me, and I will see you again next week. Thank you.